I'll come with the Skyline.
Yeah, I would not go to either, but I've always been a Michigan fan when I was in high school. And my dream was to go to Michigan, and I got into Michigan. And that's as close as I got. So I did not go to Michigan. I went elsewhere, and then I was going to go to Michigan for grad school, and I did not. I went elsewhere, and then I dropped out of grad school. So I'm a grad school dropout. Go me. But anyway, it'll be a good game, I'm sure. And everybody on social media will be able to gloat and lament as the game goes on, of course. But I remember that that Jim was a rail fan, and I thought about, you know, every now and then I think about, you know, those vacations you can take out in Western Canada. It's a rail station, and, you know, it's this beautiful scenery, and they got glass-topped, you know, passenger cars, and, you know, they got fancy dining cars, and they got a sleeper cars and stuff, and that would be kind of cool, but I think that's kind of a retired life, pace of life, and I'm not there yet. But I don't know if it's on the bucket list, but it's on a list that could eventually go in the bucket list. Anyway, Dave, KBB.
Yep, and you could take trains all the way there. You could go from Royal Oak and take back to Toronto, and then take Toronto. It probably starts over there, I would guess. It goes all the way to Vancouver. That's a long train ride. As far as Michigan State, not really favored any of them. I guess, you know, by proxy, since Oakland University used to be a satellite campus of Michigan State, I should be aligned with Michigan State, but I don't care. My brother went to the U of M for his graduate school. I did not go to graduate school. I said, you know what? I got experience now. I'm going to work. Sean, if you're there, go ahead.